Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So over the last 2 days, we've seen how Becky and Amanda got on at the school talent competition.
没错，我们在前两天的文章中呢，看到 Amanda 克服恐惧，最后呢获得全场欢呼。We also saw how Becky helped her. At first, Amanda was very nervous. She had butterflies in her stomach. She hated being in front of large crowds.
Now, Becky showed her some lip-sync videos, and Amanda went home to practice lip-syncing songs.
Becky 呢给 Amanda 看了 lip-sync 的影片， Amanda 决定奋力一搏。Amanda thought it was a lot of fun, so she lip-synced a song at the talent show.
Everyone cheered. Amanda, she found the confidence to perform.
Amanda thanked Becky for being such a great friend. Becky says she always knew Amanda had it in her all along, and she would always be there for her.
Now also, if you watched our wrap-up videos, you saw Elsie and I showing our talents. Everyone has a talent, and that's what day three of our article, and also our title, Let Your Inner Star Shine, is all about. Let's read through and find out more.
Let Your Inner Star Shine.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
You have to go to band practice every day after school.It's not your favorite thing to do. Also, you're not the best in your class. Sometimes this makes you feel down. However, don't feel so bad about it.Everyone has a hidden talent. What are you good at doing? Or what do you really love? Are you good at writing music or drawing?Do you have great business ideas? If yes, then focus on that. It'll help build your self-esteem. Who knows?You might be the next Steve Jobs or Albert Einstein. We all have our own paths to follow. And that makes us special.
Practice. Practice. Alan hurt his toe when he kicked a ball at soccer practice. Alan hurt his toe when he kicked a ball at soccer practice. Sometimes. Sometimes. Donnie's mom sometimes lets himStay up late on weekends. Donnie's mom sometimes lets him stay up late on weekends. Draw. Draw. Draw, drew, drawn. The little girl drew a cute picture of her pet cat.The little girl drew a cute picture of her pet cat. Help. Help. Can you help me carry these boxes? They're so heavy. Can you help me carry these boxes? They're so heavy.
So the article begins by giving us a situation. It says, you have to go to band practice every day after school. You have to go to band practice every day after school. Now, there's a word power word to look at in that sentence, and it's the noun practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E. So practice means when you do a particular thing, often regularly, in order to improve your skill at it. Here's how we can use it. Alan hurt his toe when he kicked a ball at soccer practice. Alan hurt his toe when he kicked a ball at soccer practice.
今天呢，文章的开头给了我们一个情境，你每天放学后要去 band practice 练团。Practice 练习在文章当中当名词使用哦。例句提到呢 ，Alan 在足球练习踢球的时候伤到了脚趾头。另外呢，我们中文里面还有一个成语叫做“熟能生巧”，也就是练习的多，技巧就会纯熟。英文里面我们说 “practice makes perfect”。同样当名词使用 ，practice 也可以是实践、实行的意思。我们要将计划付诸实行 ，we need to put our plans into practice。光说不练是不行的。
Yep, of course, we can also use practice as a verb. Now, as a verb, to practice means to do something or use a skill regularly in order to improve it. A practice would maybe be 2 hours where you just practice something.
当然了 practice 也可以当动词使用。不过同学们特别注意练习做某事啊 practice doing something, 后面的动词要把它变成动名词来使用哦。For example, my sister practices playing the piano every day. 我妹妹每天练习弹钢琴。
Right, back to the article then, which says,It's, that's band practice, it's not your favorite thing to do.
回到文章，你每天下课后要去练团，而且这不是你最喜欢做的事。
And there's more. The article says, also, you're not the best in your class.
而且你在班上也不是最棒的。如果是这样的状况，同学们会怎么做呢？ What would you do? Or how would you feel if you were in this situation?
I'd quit if I could. Otherwise, you just keep doing it badly and hope somebody else kicks you out and you can stop.
I would be very sad and depressed every day.
Yeah.So, here is basically what we're saying. You have to do something, and you don't really like it, and you're not that good at it, but you have to. You can't get out of it, and that's no fun. As the article says, sometimes this makes you feel down. Now, it's time to look at our next word power word for the article, which is the adverb sometimes, S-O-M-E-T-I-M-E-S, sometimes. Let's check it out.Sometimes means on some occasions, but not always. Here's how we can use it. Donnie's mom sometimes lets him stay up late on weekends. Donnie's mom sometimes lets him stay up late on weekends.
文章接下来说啊，有些时候呢，这会使你觉得沮丧。Sometimes, 有时候，它是一个频率副词哦。例句说呢 ，Donnie 的妈妈有时候会允许他周末熬夜。频率副词呢，除了有 sometimes 之外，还有哪些呢？我们从频率最高的说起哦，那就是 always, 总是。比 always 的频率再低一些些，我们用 usually 解释为通常。那比通常再少一点点，我们用 often。再来就到了今天文章的单字 sometimes 有时候，那比 sometimes 的频率再少一些，那就是 seldom 或者是 rarely， 解释为很少，几乎没有。最后从来都不，从来都没有，我们用的就是 never 这个字了。那同学们记得，频率副词的位置是在 be 动词之后，一般动词之前。例如，我今天很开心 ，I'm always very happy today。这个时候呢 ，always 在 be 动词的后面。 那如果我们说啊，我很开心，所以呢，我很少哭 ，I seldom cry。Seldom 在 cry 这个一般动词之前，这样同学们有没有很清楚频率副词的用法呢
？Now the article also said sometimes this makes you feel down. Now here we're using the word down to mean sad, upset, not in a good mood. If you feel down.You might have maybe a bad test score, you'll feel down, or if it rains all the time, and that's certainly true for me, I'm down when it rains a lot.
Down, 形容词沮丧的闷闷不乐的。我们还可以用动词 feel 或 be 动词带出 down 这个字哦。I feel down, or I'm down. 当然除了 down 之外还有好多形容词都可以用来表达你闷闷不乐的心情比如说 blue, 忧郁的 sad, 难过的 upset, 沮丧的 unhappy, 不高兴的 depressed, 消沉的 frustrated, 挫败的很负面吧或者是你也可以用 I'm in a bad mood, 我心情不好来跟别人说你现在的情绪
Now the article wants to make us feel better though. Next, it says, however,Don't feel so bad about it.
文章给我们的情境确实是比较负面，不过呢，这边提到，然而不要为此感到太糟糕，怎么说呢？
Well, here's why we don't need to feel down. The article says everyone has a hidden talent. Now, if something is hidden, it's not easy to see. You have to look hard to find it.Maybe with a hidden talent, it's something that you don't even know that you can do.
每个人都有一个隐藏的天赋。Hidden 这边是形容词隐藏的，也是动词 hide 的第三态。Hide, hid, hidden. So, it's very important for us to find our hidden talents.
I agree. And next, the article says, what are you good at doing?Or what do you really love?
接下来文章问到啊，你擅长做的是什么呢？什么是你真正喜爱的？
The article continues and says, Are you good at writing music or drawing? Now it's time for us to look at our next word power word, and it is the verb draw, D-R-A-W, draw.To draw means to make a picture of something or someone with a pencil or pen. Here's how we can use it. The little girl drew a cute picture of her pet cat. The little girl drew a cute picture of her pet cat.
文章在这里呢又问了我们一个问题。你擅长 write music, 作曲还是绘画呢？Draw, 动词绘画。例句提到呢，那个小女孩啊，画了一幅她的宠物猫咪的可爱画像。那目前呢，我们在文章当中看到两个用 be good at 带出来的问句。What are you good at doing? Are you good at writing music or drawing? 同学们注意哦 ,be good at 后面加的是名词或者是动名词。
Okay, for example, I'm good at English, but I'm not good at math, or I'm not good at drawing with the ing. Okay, next the article talks about some more things people might be good at. It says, do you have great business ideas?
你有好的生意头脑吗? I don't, do you, Pat?
Not at all. That's not where my talent is. Okay, the article's next piece of advice says, if...Yes, meaning if you have any skill at all, no matter what it is, if yes, then focus on that.
如果你的答案是肯定的，那就专注在那个方面。
So why should you focus on that? Well, the article explains that it'll help build your self-esteem. We have a few words we need to look at in this sentence, and the first one is today's final word power word. It is the verb help, H-E-L-P, help. Here we go. To help means to give someone support or information so that they can do something more easily. Here's how we can use it. Can you help me carry these boxes? They're so heavy!Can you help me carry these boxes? Oh, they're so heavy!
文章在这里的意思是呢，当我们专注于某个天赋上，它能够帮助我们建立自尊心。Help, 帮助。例句说呢，你可以帮我搬一下这些箱子吗？它们好重哦。
So focusing on your talent, whatever it is, will help you build your self-esteem. Now here the word build doesn't mean like build a house. It means to improve something, to make it bigger and better and stronger.
Build, 动词有两个意义。第一个是建造。To build a house, 建造房子。第二个呢则是建立，也就是我们文章当中 build 所代表的意思。我们可以 build confidence, 建立自信心。Build a better future, 建立更美好的未来。我们还可以 build self-esteem, 建立自尊心。
Yeah, let's look at that word, self-esteem. It is one word, it's got a hyphen. It's spelled S-E-L-F, self, hyphen,E-S-T-E-E-M, esteem, self-esteem. And self-esteem is the belief or confidence in yourself and that you can do whatever it is. And it also means what you think of yourself. Do you think you are a cool, fun, interesting person who can do a lot of things? If you said yes, then you have high self-esteem.But if you think you're a loser with no friends who can't do anything right, you have low self-esteem.
Self, 自己 esteem, 尊敬敬重在这里是不可数名词哦 self-esteem, 自尊心如果你是一个有高自尊心的人你可以说 I have high self-esteem. 相反的如果自尊心比较低我们就说 low 这个字了 I have low self-esteem. 那接下来呢我们的文章提到 next?
Well, the article says, who knows? Who knows? Now, we don't say this because we actually want to find out who knows something. The phrase, who knows, is used to mean we don't know what could happen or anything could happen.
没错 ,who knows, 字面上是谁知道但讲这句话的时候我们所要表达的意思是任何人都不知道将来会发生什么事也就是任何事都有可能发生。
And the article goes on to say, you might be the next Steve Jobs or Albert Einstein.
文章接下来说到你可能会成为下一个贾伯斯或者是爱因斯坦。
Yeah, and finally, the article says, we all have our own paths to follow, and that makes us special. So the word path doesn't mean like a small road for people to walk on through the trees or next to a garden. Here, your path is the way you feel your life is moving, kind of like your future or the direction you go in as a person.
Mm-hmm.最后文章说到呢我们都有自己的路要走而那使我们变得特别 Path 本来是小径的意思可是在文章中呢指的是途径也就是要达到某一个目的或结果的道路
Okay, I think that brings us to the end of our article Now, let's go to today's Magic Box
Magic Box 找亮点
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 这几天天气好奇怪啊。本来 Winnie 想跟朋友放假出去走走，不过天气预报真的很不准诶，一下说放晴，一下又说回温，但结果根本不是这么一回事。那天我朋友又问说，诶，那你看一下预报，诶，明天天气如何？我只好很无奈说Who knows? 顺便跟大家分享这个很好用的句子啊 Who knows? 字面上的意思呢就是谁知道不过讲话的口气如果不一样意思也会有不一样的意思哦比如像 Winnie 跟朋友的对话我说 Who knows? 除了有说谁知道的意思外也带有一点点无奈跟谁说的准的意味在或是啊你身边有没有跟 Winnie 一样有那种天天吵天天分分合合的情侣但是每次朋友聚在一起就问说哎，你有没有听说那个 Gary 又分手了这时候你也可以说 Who knows 就是啊谁说的准再加上一个耸肩就有啊搞不好明天又复合了啦一种不在乎的感觉啦当然啦 Who knows 也有这个纯粹表示谁知道的意思衍生的也有说不定的意思像今天课文就是说诶谁知道或许你就是下一个贾伯斯或是爱因斯坦也说不定哦那 Winnie 今天就额外再附送一个啦想要表达说诶我真的不知道还有外加一种不安全感比如说面试了很多学校别人问说诶 结果到底如何啊？除了你可以回说 Who knows why， 你也可以说 God knows or only God knows， 就是天知道，就是说哎，别再问，我真的不知道这样的意思啦。好啦，最后就一思一思考一下大家吧。 What kind of homework do you think we'll get over the weekend？ 别走开，答案马上揭晓咯。
The answer is Who knows， 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so in that 3-day article, we have covered 12 different word power words. So we should probably have a quick review.
Okay, go ahead and test me. Who knows? I might get them all right.
Okay, I'll give you the meanings、mm-hmm. of the words. Okay, let's see if you can guess the word power word. So, which word means the thing that、you like the most?
That's easy. 我最喜欢的东西，那个字就是 favorite, 最喜欢的。
Okay, well, can you use it in a sentence?
My favorite teacher is Pat.
Oh, so nice.
我最喜欢老师是他。
Well done. Okay, next one. And remember, see if you can use a sentence.
Okay.
Which word means a group of people that play music together?
That's a band. And here's my sentence. Mayday has been the most popular band in Taiwan.
For years.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very famous. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. We think it's Taiwan 最受欢迎的团体。
You don't sound happy about it.
I didn't go to their concert, but、oh, okay. I saw them on the street, maybe.
Oh, nice. Very good. Okay, here is another. Which word means make something easier or do something for someone?
I don't know, Pat. Can you help me?
Oh, very funny. Okay, you are very good at doing word power words. Hopefully, all of our students out there are just as smart as you, and make sure you make sentences with them. Thank you very much. That is all we have time for today. Join us again in the future, and remember, let your inner star shine. Find your talent and have fun with it. See you again soon. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Let your inner star shine.
You have got to go to band practice every day after school. It's not your favorite thing to do. Also, you're not the best in your class.Sometimes this makes you feel down. However, don't feel so bad about it. Everyone has a hidden talent. What are you good at doing, or what do you really love? Are you good at writing music or drawing? Do you have great business ideas? If yes, then focus on that. It'll help build your self-esteem. Who knows? You might be the next Steve Jobs or Albert Einstein.We all have our own paths to follow, and that makes us special.
Practice. Practice. Alan hurt his toe when he kicked a ball at soccer practice. Alan hurt his toe when he kicked a ball at soccer practice. Sometimes.Sometimes. Donnie's mom sometimes lets him stay up late on weekends. Donnie's mom sometimes lets him stay up late on weekends. Draw. Draw. Draw, drew, drawn. The little girl drew a cute picture of her pet cat. The little girl drew a cute picture of her pet cat. Help. Help. Can you help me carry these boxes? They're so heavy. Can you help me carry these boxes? They're so heavy.